hints for how it's becoming.
Then, where I've told you, there is no opening of that flow
of nine.
Perhaps I have told.
You spoke, and then you looked at Vaishnava Toshan and you said, everything is covered.
Vaishnava Toshan is written by the Jiva or Sanatana Goswami?
Sanatana Goswami, Brihat.
Brihat, but?
Jiva Goswami is called Logu. Then we should do
Prahasitam Priya Prema Vikshanam Viharnate Jnanamangalam Rahasitam Vido Yajani Trisha Kuhukano Manaya
Shall I? When Bandai, we were reading the English and then reading Vishnu, the translation. Your smiles and sweet loving glances, the intimate pastimes and confidential talks we enjoyed with you, all touch our hearts tenderly when we meditate on them. But at the same time, O deceiver, cheater, they very much agitate our minds.
Are you talking about?
You said Dracula.
Dracula. So you get me
so by answer.
And then the Sanatana Goswami.
Yes, it's short. But if we cannot see you, then for us, anything that is connected with you is a cause of extreme misery, as they state in the verse beginning Prahasitam. The intimate association, Viharanam, Sankha Yoga, and the joking conversations, Samvada, Samlapa, Namani, which touch the heart. This implies that even though we want to forget you because you give us suffering, we are not able to do so. The word dhyana mangalam, meaning bestowing the highest happiness simply by meditating, is an adjective applying to all four, the smiling, the glances, the sporting, and conversation. These agitate, shobhayanti, vyakulayanti, our minds. As soon as these enter our minds, they immediately give pleasure, but then a moment later give the greatest misery. Therefore, O deceiver, O cheater, this implies that medicinal pills given by a bogus doctor, quack, or bogus doctor, kuhaka, are at first very nice tasting, but then create severe burning and kill the patient.
Last slow. Tavakathamrutam. Tattajivanam. Kabhiriritam. Kalmasapaham. Savana Mangalam Simad Atatam Bhogranantite Bhurida Jana. The second meaning that your pastimes we remember your pastimes. And we hear your pastimes with your mouth. When you tell anything by your mouth in front of then it is so good. It is pleasant. But when you are not present there, and if anyone tells you this katha, past tense, it may not be pleasant. But we think it's not pleasant, but unpleasant it gets.
When, if Krishna is not there, it is unpleasant to hear about Krishna.
How? That Radhika is telling, or any gopis are telling, that Krishna is telling that O Radhika, you are my life of life. I cannot live without you. This thing remembers Srimati Radhika and not so unhappy because Krishna is near there. And when anyone tells any other person that Krishna lifts all gopis for you, for Radhika, but Krishna is not there, so Radhika becomes so unhappy by remembering past times. So they are telling that we may not be your katha without you. When you are not giving darshan, then your katha gets painless. Why? Because they bring separation mood. Any talk about Krishna. And they become so unhappy. Prahasitam. Now they are telling in four words, four sentences perhaps. Prahasitam priya. Prem prahasitam priya. O priya. Prahasitam. Prema vikshanam. Biharanam. Rahasisam vidu. All gets pain in our heart when you are not there. Prahasitam tamasai madhur mrdu madhur hasi. Any time, in previous time, when they had met, and Krishna smiling in smiling face, takes anyone in his arms. Now when they remember this scene, his prahasitam, smiling, they become the full separation now. Sei supreme katapcha. Supreme katapcha. When Krishna is going to cowherd, with so many cows and so many friends, Rani going ahead, following him, singing on float, seeing by the corner of his eyes two gopis with smiling mode, he sees towards gopis. And gopis are also, in return, worshipping Krishna or doing archan by their eyes. one supreme Kataksha. And in Kataksha he is telling everything. You should come here and there, in Sanket. And Krishna is telling everything what in his heart. And they understand by the symptoms of the eyes. So, supreme kataksha, narma purna sallap. Narma sallap means?
Sallap is conversation.
Conversation. But narma purna, what is written?
Conversation. Samvida, or rahasi samvida. In conversations in solitary places.
And narma purna. Narma means?
Joking?
Something joking.
Friendly
joking. But what they are telling, their underhidden meaning will be quite opposite. These are called narma. You should not go. You should go. Krishna is telling to go. But these are narma vakya. Krishna does not want that they should go. But, and that is why he is telling that it is so cloudy day, so dense forest.
Tigers and lions.
Tigers, not tigers.
Lions.
Beasts are there, and it is dark night. You should go to serve your husband.
Normal.
But after, when Uddhava came and Krishna gave some days, then in that time, Krishna told that, where I have told you to go? At that time, I have not told that. My meaning was not that you should go. Because the day is cloudy. When you will go, it will maybe rain. Where you will be escaped? Now, here you are with me in great safe. No darkness, because Chandra is Ashtami Chand, Purnima Chand is there. Why? Where dark? And Aghor Ratri. Ghor Ratri, but A here is hidden. But A is there. So Aghor Ratri. Aghor Saptami Leshita. No, while this. No? You should not go home. Don't go there. It is all is hidden there. Go, no go. Gatcha, agatcha, like so. So Krishna is telling that where I have told you that you should go, you should not go. But you are deriving meaning that we should go, but I have not really told so. So these are called narma. Narma pat.
Sallap.
Jana de hive gatha raya che. We knew, at that time we knew in heart that you want this. But for same, we cannot tell, and you cannot tell. But meaning is that. So these are sanlap. So all these are in my heart, in our heart. But you are feeling separation here. All remembers me of in separation mode. Yeah. And so we become happy, unhappy. Anyone weeps for any bad person. Why? Because when anyone remembers that he used to love me so much, but now he is not more, no more, so by remembering these things, he felt separation and divinity. So gopis are feeling. So separation made by all Krishna Prahasitam, Sambid, Sanlap, and all these things. So your all marmasparsi marmalap. Marmasparsi means hriday touching. Marmalap. Marmalap. And what he is written?
The norm is famous. Marmalap.
Marmalap. Marmalap means in majaz. In for laughing. I'm joking. But mass is really joking. So inner meanings that we should meet, we should do this, that, we should go there in some case, all are norm alarm. So all, but not seeing you, all gives inspiration of separation mood. We want to forget all these things, but we cannot forget because it always remains. These are Dhyana Mangalam.
Auspicious meditation, auspicious things to think about.
If anyone remembers these things, this Krishna smiling, prema vikshanam to see with very lovely, see, and rahasi sambhidam.
Secret conversation.
All are so dhyana mangalam.
Viharanam.
Viharanam. All. Are Mangal Prabha. Mangal means
giving auspicious.
Auspicious brings in the heart. But akshobhayanti hi.
Agitate.
All are auspicious.
Auspicious.
Prahasitam, Premavikyanam, Viharanam, Arahasi Sambhido. Four things. All are Dhyana Mangalam. But, O Kuhak means
cheater,
thug, or mind or heart becomes so vyakul, vyakuli bhavanti. Restless means
agitated.
Agitate. Agitate.
Disturb, like ocean, the moon. Chobayanti,
Vyakulayanti. At first they came, they come, and again, at the same time, moment after some moment, they drown in the ocean of sorrow. So, O Kuhak, O Chita, Kuhuk Datta Padartho Apat Sukh Pratahya. Kuhuk Datta means in cheating way, your smiling is cheating. Your conversation is cheating. Your Dhyananta is cheating. Everything cheating. They come to our heart and give some pleasure, but after some time, at once, they become
like
bees and they kill. If gopis are, Krishna is telling that, O gopis, I'm so durlabha.
Rare.
Durlabha.
Difficult to attain.
Attain. And one cannot attain so easily. You know it, but why you are अनुराग प्रकाश कर रही हो हमारे प्रति. यू आर एक्सप्रेसिंग
योर अटैच
सो मच अफेक्शन टू मी
वाई
बट यू आर टेलिंग टू समटाइम्स यू टेल मी दैट यू शुड कीप योर हैंड्स ऑन माय हेड. Sometimes my lot of feet to your breast. Sometimes that your everything, smiling and all things are so lovely. So why you express your all these things, Anurag? And if you have any anurag to me, you should know that I cannot give darshan. And now darshan is not so easy. So you should listen my Harikatha. And you should be
satisfied
by this. Why you want to take my darshan? Then gopis are telling that we cannot be satisfied by hearing your all pastimes. And the reason is you. And that a special reason is that your actions, bavhar mana action, your bavhar mana action,
behavior
in Purvaraj. You know Purvaraj?
Yes.
What?
The early stage, the first time seeing.
How?
Oh, that I've never seen Krishna before, I've never heard Krishna's name before. These are symptoms of Purvaraj.
No. By the action of Krishna, no use of going in cowherd. But only to see gopis, he goes to cowherd. He has to go anywhere else. But Krishna early in the morning goes to Jamuna. If anyone asks, why you are going to Jamuna river? He will tell that, I am going to take bath. But they are going, Krishna does not take bath. He only stands under any kadamba tree. But gopis will surely come here to take water in their kalas because they come daily. So where gopis go, Krishna, doing any bahana, any bahana.
Some information that he gets of where they are.
Bahana means
hint.
No, hint. Doing anything, but I'm going for that work, but not that work.
He makes some excuse.
Of course, and goes there. If Krishna knows that gopis now are going to Giriraj Govardhan to worship, then anyhow he will go there. Why? It is the nature of Purvaraj. And gopi will want to meet Krishna and say, they will tell that we are going to do Gauri Puja or Sun Puja. And they will always try to meet. But when they are about to meet, in the same time, either Govardhan or Jatila or anyone other can come. And they cannot meet. So, these are the behavior of Krishna, that anyhow he left any program in Purvarat to meet gopis. Gopis know that Krishna is planning to go there only to see us. And so, he is telling that your behavior in Purvarag, no anything for smiling, nothing, no reason for smiling. But Krishna plays on bansi, flute, and he smiles. Why he smiles and plays on flute? Only that gopis can be attracted and they may see to Krishna. So they are telling that by doing so, you have make our heart
increase the desire.
The desire to meet and to love you. And so now you are not giving darshan, you are escaped to you. And that things that you have increased is giving pain to us. Here gopis are telling that your four things which you have done in Purvarag before meeting, Premedicam, any place, कभी भी सुजोग मिल गया उनको देखने का, सुजोग में से एनी टाइम ही गॉट एंड क्या सुजोग का क्या होगा
एक्शन
इफ दे गेट एनी कन्वीनियंस सी हिम एडवांटेज
अपॉर्चुनिटी
इफ देयर एनी अपॉर्चुनिटी कृष्ण हैव गॉट एनी अपॉर्चुनिटी then he will laugh and see towards gopis. Sometimes hidden in any tree. Sometimes from kunja. Anyhow. So supreme Nirikshan, Sundar has the so sweet, loving, smiling. And that here we are feeling separation. We are feeling unhappiness. Now, but when we will see you for this, we cannot leave longer. We will perhaps die. Oh, look, your madhur hasya, sweet hasya, smiling face, is exactly
disturbing
agitation in my heart. Everywhere pram dikshanam, prahasitam,
Prahasitam
Priya Premo Vishranam. Here Pram is Prahasa Prahasitam. Mani Prakrishta Rupena. Prakrishta Rupena meaning in natural way. You increase by that of smiling face, you increase our love towards you. And that love gives us so much pain now, when you are out of sight. Here, Biharanam
has the intimate pastime.
Biharanam means, you walk with your friends. Especially, you give your hand on the
shoulder
of your friend. Having any kamal,
lotus.
By this hand, and
around the shoulder,
and around the shoulder, and by this thing,
twirling the lotus.
Lotus. Why? Any syndicate. Indicate. This also indicates something, and this also indicates something. That my mind and my heart is
crawling
to meet you. And by this, I want to do this to you. I want to meet, otherwise I will die.
Krishna is telling,
indicates by doing so.
With a gopa.
But all gopis, seen from so far away, they are all knowing all these things.
So there's only the Shingara.
Shingara.
Only.
What is this called in Sanskrit?
Biharan.
Hinting, suggestion.
I told?
No, but what is it in the Sanskrit?
It's possible to see it.
When you give indication, like twirling and hint?
Signal.
Sankhet. Here he is telling that to
English sign language.
Body language. New age science.
So I was telling about Viharanam. Vishesh Rup Haranam. He takes Haranam and Saharan Karna.
Skill.
It's true. By doing so, all activities, Krishna, it says, Biharanam means two meanings. To do Bihar, to walk with friends or any lady. Yeah. Because this is Purvarag, so Sakhit should not be expressed here. Understand?
Yes.
Because it is Purvarag. Before Purvarag, before meeting, Purvarag is there. So they have not yet met, and why to Biharanam? So Biharanam means to walk with friends, but all walking and everything going for gopis. To increase their love, to show his desire to meet them, all these are Biharanam. By doing so, by lotus
swirling,
Krishna is touching their heart, and he is feeling eagerness in their heart that they should increase love to meet me. So this is Biharanam. You think that everything they have for that, only they are seeing Krishna. And Anurag is going on up. What they want, at that time also forget this. They want to see the actions of Krishna, beloved Krishna, and they become mad. Perhaps. It is more than meeting. More and more than meeting. In Bihar. This is called Bihar.
In this chapter, it's all in Purva Rag. Gopi Geet and Venu Geet?
Venu Geet is Purvarag.
But this?
This is
Graha.
After meeting, separation is there. Now, in separation, they can think like this. Dhyaranandji, first in Purvarag, I have told with cowherd voice. And if it is not Purvarag, and they have met, then they are, Dhyaranam means here, then it will be that when Krishna is walking with Gopi, with Radhika, or Lalita, Vishakha, Chitran, all. How Dhyaranam? They are going by side and side, having Krishna, his hand on Gopi, or in on the soldiers of Radhika, and seeing so many flowers, when they see that a creeper has gone up to a tree, surrounding the tree, and there he is, so much flowers are there, they're full of flowers in that creeper, and also in tree. If there is kadamba tree, on that tree, some creeper has gone. So the flowers of creeper and also flowers in tree, both are lost by meeting together. If there are manjaris, there's also going like this one, to so many flowers. Here Dhyaranam, by seeing this, Krishna is telling how beautiful this creeper is. She is so much happy. Why Krishna is telling? Krishna is telling that they are both meeting, Sri and that creeper, indicating the mood that we should also be like this. Gopi at once knew this and they become so pleasant and full of joy and having so much mood, become matwala. But here Krishna has gone out of sight, so they are remembering and the actions of Krishna and the telling of Krishna, smelling of Krishna, and remembering all these. So all are four, are only Dhyaranam is Dhyana Mangalam, or every four, each of the four are Dhyana Mangalam. All are Dhyana Mangalam, especially Dhyaranam. And by remembering, we have a asa. Asa means hope comes that he will have darshan of, we have your darshan. Because when you are in our side, you express so many things that you want to meet, and we knew. So by remembering this, we have hoped that you want to meet us, but anyhow, it is normal thing. Normal thing means?
Joking, but you
have whole desire to meet us. So we have hope that you will meet in no future. That is, by doing so, your heart, manubhav, Mansik Bhav. Your desire have been expressed that you are eager to see us or meet us. Here he is also telling that he has told four things, prahasitam, premadikshan, viharanam, and rahasisam vidha. Four things. Second is, somewhat better than first. And third is, better than second. And third is better than second. And fourth is better than all. Prahasitam. Prema Vikshan is more than Prahasitam. Prema Vikshanam. If anyone laughs or smiles, but to laugh with affection, loving, seeing, then it becomes superior. No? And if anyone is seeing in a smile, with affection, smiling, but if it is done in Viharanam, going together and seeing and smiling, having these hands on the soldiers of enemy, that this is more better. And if they are talking together, so many valuable things kept in her opening, then and smiling and in Viharanam, so it will be best in all. So comparatively, superlative degree or what? In Samvidam, Rahas Samvidam, everything comes. Three things also come. And it becomes Hridaya Sparshi, touching of heart. And they cannot make out at any time. Bar nahi kar sakti. Understand?
Will not leave at any time.
As if it has been dhage se sui mein gaath diya gaya, hirday mein gaath diya.
Right
with a knot. Here, in heart. If they want, but they cannot do. But we are now feeling that you are kapati, you dhurta. Why kapati? Kuhab. You have mali, you have not from core of heart you have done. You have cheated only. Because you have no love, affection for us at all. If you have any prem in for us, you can appear. Then we believe that you have some affection for us. You are not true. Chalati jada brajat, chalati jada brajat, saranyan kasun, nalina sundaram, nathate padam, tirshnan kurai, siddhititina, kalilatang mana, kanta gachyati, chalati jada brajat, Sarayam kalin nalina sundaram. Sorry.
Dear master, dear lover, when you go out of the cowherd village to herd the cows,
our minds are disturbed with the thought that your feet, more beautiful than a lotus, will be pained by the pricks of the sharp grains of wheat and by the harsh grass and growing plants. Furthermore, you are not only making us miserable today, you try on other occasions also to give us other miseries, even at the cost of making yourself also unhappy. This they state in the verse beginning Chalasi. Yut means when. At that time, our minds become ill by imagining that your feet, which are more beautiful than a lotus and very tender, must be pained by the spikes of the wheat, the grass, and the young sprouting plants. Or else, it can mean, Kalilam can be taken to mean accepting, lati, grinati, quarrel.
Kalilam?
Kalilam can mean accepting, quarrel, lati, grinati. Or
Lati.
Lati. Grinati. Quarrel.
Lati. Not Lati. Lati. Lati.
Kalim. Kalim. Kalaham. So that the condition of such quarrelsomeness is called Kali Latam. This condition makes our minds quarrel with our own selves, and this quarreling is as follows. O mind, if he were troubled by his wandering into the forest, wouldn't he have left the cowherd village and gone away to the forest to live there permanently? So why do you lament uselessly? Then the mind argues back, all foolish cowherd maidens, the soles of his feet are more tender than even a land-grown flower. And there are stones, grass, sprouting plants, and pebbles in the forest. How then is he not going to experience pain? And then the mind answers back, oh, simple mind, he is walking on the path where the sand is very soft. Again the mind says, ah, undiscriminating girls, aren't the cows grazing along the path and making the path rough? The mind again says, oh, mind, you are blinded by love. Doesn't he have eyes to see the stones and the grass? How is he going to step on them? And the mind says, ah, you girls lack any trace of real love. What will happen if he does step on them because of walking swiftly or because of wandering off the path? The mind says, our dear brother, mind, you speak correctly. The Creator has given us life only to make us experience all this misery. The mind says, my dear miserable girls, you please stay alive, but now I, together with your vital heirs, am going to leave your bodies.
It has been given everything, but that you are not giving only pen, but you tap yourself pen, telling pen, and by this we again become pencil. What meaning?
He says that Krishna is so cruel that he wants to give the gopis pain so much that he gives himself pain so that they'll feel pain.
That is. So, jealousy. When you go to cowherd, with cow and cow's herd,
boy,
then your lotus feet more sukumar and sukumal.
Very soft, soft, very soft.
More than lotus. some Purna Ankur, Sasta Manjari, Madam, body or with something, not Ankur, anything.
What?
With
grass.
With,
sharp grains of wheat.
Wheat and or paddy. Like sui. Sui means? By we take garlands?
Needle.
More sharp than needle. And Trinankur also. Trinankur means grass. The sprout. You take ten from them. We think that it will be solid. You'll have ten from these things. In Sambhavana means it may be. And by thinking so, we become so baffled, agitated.
Is this verse an example of the pain that they get from remembering Krishna? From the last verse explained that when we remember you, you feel...
That you are going to cowherd and these things are done. We remember. And then we become so restless. And he has explained how kalaham lati iti kali. Kala means dispute, law mane lati brings. It is kali. Kalila. Kalahang lati kalahat. So that we quarrel with our man. Man quarrels with us. And he has given this story. O man, if Krishna please, feel any place, any
misery.
Then why did he go daily? He should not go. Why you think like so uselessly? Then mind, my heart tells, I nirbuddhi gopali, so foolish cowherd girl. You cannot, Krishna feet is certainly soft than lotus and Sukumar. And he goes and seal men, pathar, stone, chip, Trinanku, the sprout, and so conquered.
Soft.
They will certainly be there. And why they will not go into the lotus feet of Krishna? Before we remember this and become sorrowful, then they tell that, O man, O heart, Krishna does not go upon these things. He goes on Komal Baluka, soft sand, because he has eyes. So why he will go on thorns and all these things? Then again, mind tells if cows will run here and there, they will run here and there. Because they have no soft sense that they should go on only sand, very soft sand. They run in all these stones and stone. So they will not run on the grass. They will go here and there. And Krishna will have to go to follow the cows. Then mind is telling, go sakal vivek, vivek sin bate. That cow has no buddhi, intelligence, but Krishna has eyes, why he will run on thorns and stone chips and other things? Then mental, I prem gandha matra rahita. You have now not a single, you have not a smell of love. Because he will run after cows, and at that time he will have no time to take in his mind that whether thorns are there or not. He will run and certainly they will come. Then gopis are telling, and O Bhrataman, tumi satyai boliyach. Oh, now we understand that you are telling truth. Prapt vidhata, mana Brahma has given our birth only to bog all these miseries.
Experience.
No, it's not experience.
Joy. To have or enjoy.
Then mind is telling that all unhappy gopis, if Brahma has created you only to to make you suffering, then you should suffer. But I am getting out of your heart and with pan, I am going from here. Last line.
My dear miserable girl, you please stay alive. But now I, together with your vital airs, am going to leave your body.
What is the meaning? That you should remain happy. Happy. But I am feeling so cursed for Krishna, so I am going out and you should die. And I am good.
I means the mind?
Mind. I will not be here. Because I cannot tolerate Krishna's certainly getting pain in here. I cannot tolerate this. And you should be here and tolerate, but I am going just out of body. Gopaja is telling that whether in Sanjog or Biyog, both in state, in meeting, always you give us pain, suffering. When you go to cowherds, in forest you go,
we always feel separation. And kalilata, kalil means sorrow. Here, Vishwanath Chakravarti has explained in kalilata a special meaning to quarrel. But his kalil means sorrow. The cows are in number so many. So one cow goes here, one goes there, one goes here. And Krishna has always to follow them. And so that they should not go anywhere. To collect them, Krishna has to do so much effort. And he has go to in bad path.
The road is bad.
Everywhere he has to go. And he takes no rest at all. All day long, bewildering. What?
Running here and there.
So when we remember this, we become so sorrowful. And that time, thorns and everything that he has told goes in your lotus feet. So we cannot have dhairya.
Peace in the mind? No.
Dhairya means what?
Calmness and patience.
Patience. In deep meaning they are telling, he's telling, explaining that cows are pashu,
animals.
And they have no wisdom, no thinking power. So they run here and there and go to the very difficult places. They have no idea that when we will go, Krishna will follow us. And he will have so much pain in his feet and no rest at all. If they knew cows, then they should not go here and there. Not in bad ways. But they have nothing. They are animal. They have no vivek. So they go here and here. So when we remember this, that these are pasu animals and go here and there, Krishna had to go there. And so many thorns and everything will come. In Harivansh it has been told that where sun rays cannot enter, so dark. So thorns are not seen there. All sprouts, seed sprouts, grass sprouts, and everything, the stones, which are more than thorns, they are not seen in dense forest. And therefore that hundreds and hundreds of these thorns everywhere in the they cannot be
taken out.
They will toot jate hain.
Twist then.
And they are not seen from and they cannot be catch hold. They go deep, not so deep, but yet in, and they cannot be
removed.
And always pinching and pinching. Have you gone without shoes in forest? And very small and very komal, soft thorns go everywhere in here to here.
When we went to Ter Kadamba and we walked in the water. Many thorns.
The thorns and so many thorns, they will twist it in here and they will not be. They are going in your feet, but they are going not in your heart, but in our heart. They are going in the feet of Krishna. Krishna is feeling nothing, but they are feeling. Only in love, it is seen there.
Because in truth, Krishna is not receiving any pain.
Any pain. But they are, he is feeling pain. Because you are our Nath and Kanta.
Lord and lover.
Yeah. Both. Kanta means lover. More than lover.
Beloved. Most.
So it is not a question of ascharya.
Wonder.
In other sense, he nath, nathati mane give pain to others. You always give us pain. Natha. How? Krishna is telling that you should not have anything like this, that I have so much pain in my heart. You should remove these things. But they are telling you are our cancer. We cannot leave this thing. So, if anyone, a cant is going anywhere and he is not returning in time, then beloved wives and beloved anything, they are always thinking, perhaps pain has derailed, anything, calamity has come, but nothing, only some delays. And they are thinking that perhaps we will not meet him. So become so sorrow. So you are can't, so we are bound to do it. Think so. He is telling that if we have love for you, if that love was not in us, then anything could not have done us sorrowful. Only that love makes us so sorrowful. And Kalilata comes in our mastics or heart. If there was no love, we have no have done no affection to you, anything was not in our heart. So asakti is the root of all kasta, sorrow. So, but we have naturally asakti to you, so you are feeling so. In this world, we feel any sorrow or anything only for asakti. If there is no asakti, nothing. So, that asakti towards you is guilty for everything. So, now we think that you should not have any love for you, affection for you. But we have what to do?
We are sold.
Then we pray you that you should cut off all that asakti from heart, so that we may not feel so
much
pain. Then Krishna may tell them that mind or heart is yours. You should do what I should do. I have nothing to do with your mind. Your mind. Your mind and heart is yours. So you should cut off.
Your problem.
Then they are telling that it is not fault of mine, but it is fault of yours, because you are Kanta. Kanta. Because you are so much attractive, and by that you have affection to you. If you are not so affectionate and not so akarsak,
attractive,
then naturally you have no love for you. Then everything was right.
So it's his fault.
So this is fault to you. Why you become so beautiful and so lover? And that is why our man has gone to you, our mind and heart has you have taken. So you can do, because it the mind and heart is not with us, and it is with you. So if you want to please us, then go, don't go to forest by this lotus tree. And you should come and be always with us. That is the remedy.
What you said at the end, the remedy is you come and appear. That's the remedy for all these verses.
Huh. So in every slope, they pray that you should appear to us.
That is their only and desire.
Yeah. Then, anything?
In text 10, the gopis say, Dhyana Mangalam. I found it strange to see the word Dhyan.
Dhyan?
Dhyan. No, Dhyan. Dhyan.
Dhyan. No, Dhyan.
I found it strange to see that word meditation, because we usually don't think of the gopis practicing Dhyan.
No.
I know it's not a yogi's Dhyan, but it was just...
Only he has remembering.
Huh.
Not Dhyan.
Smarana.
To remember is your Dhyan. When they remember, remembrance comes, they forget everything. Gopis are talking and going anywhere. They are in Sahaj Samadhi, natural Samadhi. When they are going, talking, and doing, cooking, anything, but they are in samadhi, sahaj samadhi. Sahaj samadhi means
natural, spontaneous,
easy. Sahajayate means to come
naturally.
Yeah.
From their birth.
They are talking to you, but they are in samadhi, gopis, sar samadhi. They are remembering Krishna.
No need.
Anyone
to
cannot
practice.
No, nothing. In dhyan, automatic everything is coming to you, naturally Krishna. That is called sar samadhi. Vyas has to do effort for that samadhi by bhakti yoga. But prem and mahabhav is in gopis. So no requirement of all that thing, bhakti yoga and everything.
No sadhana.
Always samadhi and samadhi. In saying Krishna, this samadhi comes more deep. And in remembering Krishna, when goes away out of sight, then it becomes more and more deep. Even from seeing Krishna.
the sometimes it's stressed that separation is a deeper feeling than meeting. But sometimes it is also said that meeting is deeper. So how can we understand which is deeper?
When we'll have some realization.
But how should we speak? How should we, what should we stress when we...
Now we should try to have any... what?
Separation.
Realization?
Realization. We should pray that as Vishwanath Chakravarti and Jiva Goswami has prayed gopis. That we are going to explain. But Brahma cannot explain and all, any and cannot explain. Only by your grace, your mercy, anyone can understand a little bit. So we will be qualified if Gopi's mercy comes, and then we can realize all this. Now we are hearing all this only for test, to increase our greed, and it will come to a certain point if that we cannot alive, then they have mercy, and their mercy something we will.
So, by analysis, it cannot be compared.
Only we are discussing, we are hearing, we are chanting, and all are doing to increase our greed in Raganuga. In doing archan, in lakhs of jan, this greed cannot come. But in hearing, it may come very, and it is bound to come. In hearing and chanting. What chanting? Not ordinary thing chanting. All these chanting. What gopis have realized, what that they are telling. And if you have anything, test, then greed will go up, and their mercy will also come. By Bhaji Bhakti, no hope. Why? We are giving water to Krishna. Oh, yeah. In Aarti, we are by cloth. We are giving Shankha Jal. We are giving lightning. These things. We are giving offering food. But no feeling here. There are lakhs and lakhs more best qualified things in all these things. So it has been told that in Archan, in lakhs and lakhs, but we cannot have all these. No certain. But in this, there is certain. If you see and hear and discuss all these things by any superior Vaishnava, and if he is a rasik and bhav, then what to tell? And especially these things.
You once, you were explaining the pastime at Prem Sarovara. At Prema Sarovara. Before Krishna left Vrindavan. And you had explained one point that I remembered. You said that when something in union, the object of your love is outside, but that in separation, the object of your love goes within.
This is called Prem Vaikitya. In making Prem Vaikitya, and in separation, Vidyunma then Chitrajal will come. In meeting, happiness and sorrow both will come. And in Chitra and Vidyunma, also it will come. In Prem Vaichitya, both are sitting together, Radhika is sitting in the lap of Krishna. Krishna is talking. But Madhvangal tell that I have driven out this
Bambubi, Madhusudan.
Madhusudan. And he will not come again. And he became in prem by Jesus. Yet, sitting together, but where Krishna, where Krishna, where? This is prem by Jesus. So much suffering, feeling separation, and became spent. In Chitrajalpa, he is outwardly with Krishna, but inwardly he thinks that Krishna is not here. And in Divyonmar or Chitrajalpa, in separation, she thinks that I have met Krishna. And that meeting is fully, and it gives joy
in the heart.
Mm. And fully met with Krishna. But outwardly, no meeting. And there, they are with one, they are meeting, but yet separation is there. So Krishna tells that both are, I cannot help Gopi. It is better that I should go far away, that they would meet in separation. But if I am here, they always feel pain. So I should go forever.
Seems like Krishna always causes pain. If he's there, they feel pain. If he goes,
he says that Mukunda. He thinks that to feel pain myself is better. That gopis should have some happiness. And gopis also felt like so. I should feel sorrow or pain in our heart. But Krishna should be pleased. And seeing this, gopis have some consolation, being in Vrindavan. And Krishna has some
consolation,
being in Mathura Arba, that gopis are somewhat happy. And they think that he is happy with all the
queens
and all sons and everyone. With Kub Jahi, he is feeling joy, he should. Don't disturb Krishna. And Krishna is thinking that in separation, in prema vaichitya, and in, not prema, in modan mohandasa, in divyonmad, and pralap, as dhamargi, they are feeling so much happiness. They should, if I am there, they will die. In whole world, in any epics or any books, these kinds of love has not been explained or written. Oh, how deep love. They may die, but they don't die. Because when Krishna will hear this, he will feel sorry. So we should not make Krishna so sad. And Krishna also thinks, I should not die. Because if they will hear that Krishna died, then they will be so much
feel pain. So each other they want to make help. This is called pure love.
So when we hear the reasons why Krishna left Vrindavan to kill Kamsa, to be with Vasudeva and Devaki, these are actually external reasons.
But it most
essential prime reason.
Prime reason is
to give
to please go.
Maharaj, one other question. Why did Raghunath Das Goswami worship Govardhan as Vrijendranandana Krishna when his mood and is
as a sadhak, he was always feeling separation. I have no prem. I have not seen Krishna. And always in sadhana. So have darshan of gopis and have the mercies of gopis and Krishna. Anything. Whether it has no value at all. Only कर लिया बस एनीथिंग नॉट वैल्यूएबल ओनली है गुरुदेव गेट
ना तो ये थी
So precious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave anything, door cocking to Rai Ramananda. And he gave it to Pratap Rudra when his son came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, Ramananda prayed Mahaprabhu that you should give him something. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave his door and coffin to that boy. And that boy took it and gave it to his father. What his father did?
Worship that
for whole. So Krishna is giving anything to gopis. What they will do? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave it to Raghunath Das Goswami as Tila and he used
Gunjamala.
Gunjamala and that.
Gunjamala, he was saying is
Radhika. And Giraj to Krishna. For them. But when I see Govardhan, I want to see him and Govardhan as a bhakta, as gopis has seen him. So much helpful in meeting Krishna. If there was no Giriraj there, no Kunj was there, no cow herding there, not meeting of no Kusum Sarovar, no Radha Kunda, nothing. So it came only by Govardhan. So Govardhan, they have told Haridasa Varijan. We only want to see Govardhan as in, say, not in Krishna. Because if he is in that mood, we will attend some more mercy of Puja Govardhan. Krishna will give what he has. But as said, Giriraj Govardhan, gopis, Vrindavan, they are all outside. Manjaris are all outside. They can give the affection that they have for Krishna. Krishna, what? He is Vishaya friend, so he can bestow something. So what is the use of that thing?
We have no use at all.
So we prefer this. So that Giriraj should be Bhakta Varja.
Haridasa
Varja. We don't want to become as Haridas, Haridas Var, but we want Haridas Var. Must be of Haridas. Yudhishthira and Uddhava, Haridas and Haridas Var, but we don't. We want to be the fittest of Giriraj Giriraj. Because he has seen all these things, meeting of gopis, how gopis sat. He has given kunj, he has given butter, he has given everything. So we want the mercy of Giriraj Govardhan as a bhakta prabhat.
Why is the Yamuna considered so merciful?
Because she is Vishakha. And so many pastime sins are in the border of Yamuna. In Yamuna also they play. And also in Upavan of Yamuna. Upavan, you know?
Canal.
Near
the forest.
Forest near Yamuna.
Near. But there's special worship we can do of Govardhan. And Yamuna, there is no...
We do. Always remembering. When we go to Yamuna, we take bath. We pray Yamuna, we worship Yamuna. In the shape of Vishakha. I remember the prayer of Yamuna. Bhraturam takasya patyani bhipatti harini. Prakshayati papinu papasam dhaharam.
Neer madhuri bhiraptase sachitta bandhin. Mam sunat sarvadar bindu bandhu. Kit vilasa.
The 8th or 7th episode. Now, I'm confused, just remember. Very good. Yamuna is in Europe, perhaps?
Not so near.
Not. It is not seen from here.
No. This is Ramanreti, and then there are some agricultural, there's the Prakram Marg, and then agricultural field, and then
Yamuna.
Yamuna Devi.
Then Kaliyada. Then.
And then Kirti Ghat. Shirgat Kesi then.
This is Raman Reti.
This verse of speaking of Krishna hurting his feet, there's another verse almost very much like that. At the end of chapter 35.
What is slow?
I remember our spiritual master used to speak about it.
No. 44. When Krishna is going with Akrur to Vrindavan, to Mathura. And when Nanda Baba has come in Mathura, and he is
Kant was killed. And Nanda Bai is waiting for Krishna and Balram in his Mathura
camp.
And it became darkness. 2 days had passed. One day Krishna killed Kansa, and at that day war between Kansa's brother and Krishna. And at the same day, Krishna took flowers and everything and made Ugrasen king of Mathurapuri again. Ugrasen was not ready to become a re-king. He was at first king, but Kamsa has taken everything. Now Krishna was doing Abhishek of
installation.
Ugrasen. And after that, they have very big meeting, long meeting. Vasudeva, Devaki, Ugrasen, a crew, we should be very careful for Krishna. Because Krishna has killed Kans, now he will try to go Mathura and Vrindavan again with Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba is waiting in that garden, in his camp. So we should try to keep Krishna and Baldev
protected. Protected here.
Protected here. And we should always emphasize that you are not son of
Nanda Yasoda.
Yasoda and Nanda. But you are son of
Vasudev Deva.
Vasudev and Krishna. So they were so much loving Krishna. Second day, that you are son of Devaki and Vasudev. We are grandfathers and we are so and so. Don't think that they are your father and you live in Vrindavan, but you are inhabitants of Mathura. And we are your natural bandhu.
Parents. Parents.
Parents and
relatives.
Relatives. So at a request to kare bolbe, erikom hote bolle eta bhalo na. Then Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling that when in the evening, when it was dark, Krishna and Baldev came waiting, and they sat on this and this of Nanda Baba. Why are you waiting? Then Nanda Baba could not utter a word, only talk of your waiting, welcome. Now, at once, Baldev knew it and told that, Baba, you are my father. Why they are telling that we are father and mother, Devaki and Vasudev, and all of Mathuravas are persuading us for this thing, that we are father and mother, they are father and mother, Devaki and Vasudev. Nanda Baba Yasoda. Krishna and Baldev telling so much thing. So here Biswanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling, anyone who gets so much love, they want to live there. Krishna takes so much love, and there is certainly so much higher prem in Vasudeva is Nand and Yashoda more than Vasudeva and Devaki and all Mathura Vasi. Vrajvasi have more superior quality of prem. Anyone lives in superior prem. Where there is superior prem, he wants to live there. So why Krishna lives in Mathura and does not go with Nanda Baba and in Braja? Then it is against the prem rule. So Krishna must go with Nanda Baba to Braja. But we see in Srimad Bhagavat Krishna has not gone. Then what is this Siddhanta there? So he tells that there were two prakoshta
sections
of prem, prakata and aprakata lila. So in prakata lila, Krishna and Baldev, they never gone to Mathura, Vrindavan. But on aprakata lila, past time, Krishna and Baldev went with Nand Baba to Braja. But it went in aprakata Braja, not in prakata Braja. Where always Krishna is in Vrindavan. So Krishna does not go Vrindavanam pratyajpad ekam nagacchati.
Not a step.
Not a step. But in aprakata lila. In prakata lila he sometimes goes and sometimes comes. Otherwise, it will be opposite to bhakti rasa. And he has told so, explaining so much. What is your slope?
It's the same chapter that we're in, Gopi Geet, the last verse, 19. Yat te sujata saranam bhuraham saneshu vita shanai priya dadhimahi karkakeshu tenatavim atati tad yatate nakimpis kurpadi bir brahmati dir babad ayusham na.
In
31:19.
It will come forward.
But, O dearly beloved, your lotus feet are so soft that we place them gently on our breast, fearing that your feet will be hurt.
Then why they keep?
Why they keep?
Because
Krishna wants it.
Krishna wants it.
Krishna wants to satisfy Krishna. But Krishna does not tell, he does, I don't see. But gopis know that he will be satisfied if we keep it. So, they keep.
Our life rests only in you. Our minds, therefore, are filled with anxiety that your tender feet might be wounded by pebbles as you roam about on the forest path.
What question?
I'm just saying it's the same, almost the same.
One step further.
Yeah.
But so many things are here, not expressed. So much feelings are there.
And also for...
Something has been expressed in our Goswami's Granth, not here in Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyhow, these are all for supporting of our greed. These are of Siddha Bhumika, not Sadhana. But any sadhak he has a great, very lenient thing, his grace will be so thick by reading on. But not unqualified person should read on. Now we were reading Bhajan Rahasya. It is certainly for us. Very helpful. Also, Madhurya Kadambini. Very helpful. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has gathered so many, collected so many good slokes for our 8 parts of division of our bhajan. 8 jnana. First, Shraddha, Natthanivritti, then Nishtha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, and then Vipralambha, Bhav, then meeting, and then on 10th, on 9th, Krishna Darshan. Separation would be so high when Bhav comes. So it has been divided into 8 parts. When we read, we see that we are in first. First step, anartha, every kinds of anartha. It is called Nishanta Lila. Sun is not there, darkness is there. We cannot choose what is to do, how to go, where to go, because so dark night and so many serpents and beasts and everything is there. If you go, we can have so much pain everywhere, because on earth. So he has told how to remove all these animals in first step. Dharpan Marjanam Bhav Bhadava. He has begun from every sloka of Srimad Bhagavat can be explained. So Prabhupada has taken so many days of first sloka of Srimad Bhagavat in Dhaka.
3 months?
3 months are what he took. Every Vedanta darshan and Bhaktirasami Sindhu, Ujjwal Ninmani and Vedanta Upanishad, all Srimad Bhagavat can come in that. Janmadasya Jataha. Everything will come in this.